Jen Robertson says she had inauspicious beginnings, but her story shows the power of perseverance. She was the child of a tavern owner, and neither of her parents ever attended school. By the time Jen was in the sixth grade, she excelled at her studies, and her parents agreed to let her complete middle and high school. There was no money for college, so she worked in a factory as a waitress and housemaid. One day she saw a newspaper ad for a housemaid in the United States. She applied for the job over her family's objections.
I was 22 years old, and I didn't speak much English at all, and I had only $100 to my name. So that was my beginning and a one-way ticket. So, yeah, it was quite a challenge, I suppose.
The job she came for had been filled by the time she reached New York, but she would find work as a waitress, then as a hostess in a Jewish restaurant in New York's financial district.
So what I did was, you know, I practiced the words good morning, good afternoon, this way please, and enjoy your meal. And those are all the words you needed, you know, and thank you, I can say that. So I practiced that, and I started working as a hostess down in Wall Street.
Little more than 10 years later, Jen was a U.S. Army officer stationed in Germany, overseeing 50 soldiers and marveling at how far she had come in her life. She decided early that the key to her dreams was education. She started college while working in New York. She also met and married a man, but the marriage was difficult, and she found a way out by joining the Army. Her English was poor, and she was 10 years older than most of the other recruits. Basic training was grueling, but she persevered and finished first in her class. The Army allowed her to continue her college studies, and she would eventually become an officer. She found other opportunities in the military, and she pursued one she thought was tailor-made for an immigrant from Asia. The Army employs regional specialists known as foreign area officers and needed one in Japan. She applied but was rejected. She says that did not stop her.
Many cases, you know, when someone turned you down, they just accept it and grumble and angry and accept it and then go for some other route. But I liked that program. I wanted that program so bad. So I went to Washington, D.C., and the decision makers, and I asked them, why was I turned down?
She says Army officials worried a woman officer would face problems in a male-oriented country like Japan. She disputed the idea and asked if Japanese officials looked down on Margaret Thatcher, former Prime Minister of Britain. Of course not, was the reply.
So it took me one day, and they reversed the decision.
Robertson represented the U.S. Army as liaison to the Japanese Self-Defense Forces, the first woman to hold that position. She also kept her focus on education. She completed a master's degree at Harvard University in East Asian Studies and enrolled in a doctoral program focusing on relations among the United States, Korea, and Japan. After retiring from the Army with the rank of major, she returned to Harvard to finish her Ph.D. Robertson says she has always confronted her weaknesses head-on. She was afraid of heights, so enrolled in an Army airborne program that forced her to parachute from a helicopter. After she finished her doctorate, she started getting requests to give motivational speeches.
I didn't know I was able to speak in public, really. Always, whenever I thought about speaking, even giving briefing in the military, my heart was pounding so bad, and I was so nervous, I couldn't even drink water.
She says again she persevered and found her confidence growing as audiences responded.
I found this amazing, great, exhilarating feeling. And I said, wow, I love this public speaking.
Jen Robertson says one of her proudest accomplishments was raising her daughter, Jasmine. Also a Harvard graduate, Jasmine has followed in her mother's footsteps and serves as a captain in the U.S. Army. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.